Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso podcast, your morning shot of real estate investing advice. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. We have a very special guest today. We have Seth Mosley, Grammy Award-winning artist, producer from Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome, Seth.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Seth, you've started a real estate investment group in Nashville, specifically targeting musicians. Tell me a little bit more about that. Collaborations in music are extremely important, just as they are in real estate. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Yeah, so it's funny. We started it. It's called Music and Money Investors Group. Very self-explanatory name. I'm a music producer by day. My company is called Full Circle Music, and it's a production company, publishing label, and an academy house. And it sort of just started in a coffee shop by me talking to some other friends of mine. They knew I was investing personally in real estate. And, you know, when you find something good, I guess there's always two responses. You can either hoard it and sit on it and hope nobody else finds it, or you can share it with other people. And I prefer the latter because I prefer to celebrate with people when you have a win. So that was kind of my approach at it, and that's why I started the group. Started with a bunch of friends of mine in the music business and has evolved today way beyond that. And I would say probably only, you know, 30% of our, you know, regular crew is actively working in the music business now. It's just, you know, a lot of real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business owners, but we very much take a page from the Real Estate Guys playbook that all of our groups are solely focused on education and networking. It's never a hard sell, run to the back of the room, pitching, selling environment. We really do hope that we're creating win-win environments for deals to happen, and we know we are, but the focus is the relationship first.
So it's almost more like a mastermind than anything else, right?
Yeah, of sorts. A big mastermind. Right. I most of the masterminds I've been a part of have, you know, been 6 to 10 people. I would say we probably see anywhere from 40 to 60 on any given turnout. It's the first Wednesday of every month. We do it a monthly 8 o'clock in the morning. So the people are committed. We just had Russ Gray from the Real Estate Guys yesterday, and he was surprised at how many people, you know, chose to wake up and drive at 7 o'clock in the morning before work through rainy Nashville and show up at this thing. But it's just growing every month.
Well, that's awesome. You know, there's so many prominent people that have made real estate investing a big part of their lives, even though that's not what they're known for. I'm thinking, for example, Arnold Schwarzenegger, early days in his career after weightlifting and bodybuilding. He owned commercial property in Venice Beach, California, and he used the income from that to bridge his career as he was developing his career as an actor. There's so many prominent people that have used real estate in some way to help smooth out their revenue, and I think it's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, and that's very much a parallel for music. You know, I mean, it's you know, athletes and musicians share one thing in common, and that is that the financial future is never certain. You may have a hit today, and tomorrow you may be, you know, fighting for your phone to ring. So it's honestly, we're trying to help set people up to think smart, treat every dollar you make like it's your last, and thus invest wisely. And real estate has been the mechanism that most of our investors have chosen to do that in, and myself personally included.
Well, Seth, I'm looking forward to meeting face-to-face with the group in Nashville. In the meantime, for all our listeners, if you're considering going out and starting or joining a real estate investment club, do what you need to do, get in a mastermind, just get in the right environment with the right people. That is so key. It doesn't matter whether you're in music, in real estate, whether you run a restaurant. You want to be working with the top people in the world in your field. Well, Seth, thanks for joining us today, and I look forward to meeting you in Nashville.
Yeah, we're thankful for having you, and obviously for your listeners out there, June 6th is the date we're looking at. So if you're in the Nashville area, come hear Victor share with us then. And info is on our Facebook page at the Music and Money Investors Group.
Also, thank you for the listeners on iTunes. And in the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go out, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.